Oh, seventh blessings, brothers and sisters. If you could put your prayer requests in the room, we'll open in prayer. I have many unspoken. And Brother Dwayne has many unspoken. I also pray for travel mercies for all God's children who are traveling today, you know, this week, this coming week. See how long the thing is, the pause. Sister Mandy has many unspoken. Brother Gilbert has unspoken. The lag. Brothers Gabriel and Isaiah have unspoken healings. Brother Everly has unspoken. And Sister Jana says, I pray that my redness in my eye gets better. I pray that I have a good day tomorrow at the water park. I pray for salvation. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we'll keep that in prayer too, Sister Jana. Oh, and Brother David has unspoken. And little brother Damien is praying. He says prayers for Neil Grandpa to be healed, to come home, and for Uncle Angel to be healed, and for Nana's healing. We'll keep that in prayer too, little brother Damien. And Pastor says he's praying for more faith, peace, gentleness, and courage for the days ahead, and many unspoken. And I think that's it. So let's get on our knees and we'll open in prayer and go before our Heavenly Father who's always waiting for us, no matter what. Dear Heavenly Father, Father, thank you so much for being our God, our Father, and so loving to us and so merciful. You're just so wonderful, Lord. We can't even express the way we feel. There's no words to describe how we feel about you because it's just joy and peace and happiness. And Lord, we just want you to know that we remember to praise you for the salvation that you gave us through Jesus, your Son, Lord, where he suffered and died for us. Thank you so much for our salvation. And Lord, thank you for answering all the prayer requests and unspokens in the room that we just put in. And Lord, please bless our study today. And Lord, we just want you to know we love you and we trust you. We praise you forever. And we're waiting for you. We're waiting for you to come and get us, Lord. And also help us get ready for that soon, like really quick, Father. Thank you so much. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, we ask you to accept our prayers. And also in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, I know we have some praises. Everyone has something to be thankful to God for. Little praises and big praises are the same. They're all big. Even if they're little, they're big. I praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that goes with it. And I praise the Lord for this beautiful, beautiful Sabbath day. Be with you all. Brothers Gabriel and Isaiah say amen. Oh, you guys are still saying amen. Lag. Pastor says, I praise the Lord for my salvation and the peace and joy that comes with it. I also praise the Lord for answered prayer. Praise the Lord. Anyone else have any praises? Brother Gilbert? Well, he says amen, amen, and amen. Oh, Also, praise the Lord. It's okay. The weather's all right. It's bearable. We can bear it, even though it's rainy and hot and humid. Sister Janice says, I praise God that my cat's snake bite is getting much better. I praise the Lord for my family. I praise the Lord that I am healthy. Praise the Lord. Amen. Also, praise the Lord that all our brothers and sisters are healthy. And praise the Lord our family, our children, our grandchildren are healthy. Anyone else have anything to thank God about? Thank God for? Praise His name about? Okay. I think that's it. So I think we could start our story. Our story today. Oh, Gabriel and Isaiah say, praise the Lord for all the healings that He has done. Amen. Oh, and little brother Damien says, praise the Lord for loving us, helping us, for His grace, for helping us prepare for Sabbath. Praise the Lord for my 7 years of age. Praise the Lord for dying, for all that He does for us. And He is just amazing. Amen, little brother Damien. Amen. Okay, so I guess we can get on with our story. There's no other praises. I can't tell if you guys are done or if it's the lag. So, and Brother Gabriel and Isaiah say, praise the Lord for the hot weather. Yeah, amen. And Brother Gilbert says, I praise the Lord for His giving salvation, for my salvation. I got to see my granddaughter to use her legs. Oh, praise the Lord. And too many other things. Our God is good. Amen, Brother Gilbert. And Sister Lisa's, happy Sabbath, everyone. Praise the Lord. The rain was much needed. Amen. It was much needed for our gardens and clean the earth and the houses up. Get all the dust off of everything. Okay, I think that's it for the praises. So, how about we start our story? Brother Arturi says, so much to say, so praise the Lord for everything. Very true, Brother Arturi. Praise the Lord for everything. Okay, so the name of our story today is Vision of the Future, and it takes off from last week's story where Daniel was just about to explain what the dream meant to Nebuchadnezzar. And here it is, Visions of the Future. Is Manny here? Yeah. And here's our story. In the same calm, serious voice, Daniel went on to tell Nebuchadnezzar the meaning of the strange metallic image he had seen in his dream. You are the head of gold, said the young man, and a smile of satisfaction flickered on the king's face. He was flattered that the glory of his empire should be mentioned first, but Babylon, strong and proud though it was at the moment, would not last forever, said Daniel. After you shall arise another kingdom, not so great as yours. This was the meaning of the breast and arms of silver. Then a third world empire would arise, pictured by the belly and thighs of brass. This, in turn, would be overthrown by a fourth kingdom, strong as iron, like the two legs of the image. As the feet and toes were made of part iron and part of clay, so the fourth kingdom would be divided into several kingdoms, some weak, some strong, and they would remain divided until the God of heaven, King of Kings, should come to set up his everlasting kingdom. Whereas you saw the feet and toes, said Daniel, part of potter, clay, and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided. They shall not cleave to one another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. As Daniel talked on, Nebuchadnezzar forgot that he was sitting in the throne of Babylon. It seemed to him that he was standing in an open window, looking down at the ages upon the great events of history to be. And he was. In fact, both king, prophet, lord, and slave were looking in the window at the future. Before them stretched the wondrous panorama of all the years to come. Close by them, they saw the golden temples of Babylon. Beyond, stretching far into the distance, were the silver minarets of Medo-Persia, the brazen towers of Grecia, and the iron domes of Rome. On down the ages, they peered till they saw the mighty Roman Empire divided into nations of modern Europe. They saw these nations fighting each other in great and terrible wars, as strong leaders tried in vain to unite them into one great whole again. Then, in the days of these kings, that is, in our day, they saw something tremendous happen. Suddenly their eyes were drawn from the earth to heaven, and there in the sky they beheld a great fiery glow as the King of Kings descended in mighty power to bring all earthly empires to an end. Wonderful vision! How their hearts must have thrilled at the sight. When it was over, the mighty king of Babylon fell upon his face before his Hebrew slave, whom God had so wonderfully used to reveal the future to him. Of a truth, he cried, your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets. Seeing that thou couldst reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of governors all over the wise men of Babylon. Thus through Jerusalem was in ruins and all the children of Israel were in captivity. God was still working in the earth. The king of Judah may have refused to listen to him, but the king of Babylon, he found a ready listener. As his messenger, he used one of the captive Israelites, a lad who had purposed in his heart to serve him at all costs. Now, having proved Daniel's loyalty, God caused him to be made ruler over the whole province of Babylon, the chief of the governors. Here, next to King Nebuchadnezzar in authority, he could watch over the interests in God's people until the time to free them should come. So though for a while, it must have seemed to the children of Israel that all was lost and that God had forsaken them forever. But it wasn't really so. Though they had failed miserably, he was still, in his own wonderful way, working his purpose out. Nebuchadnezzar's dream about the image was meant not only for this heathen king, but for Daniel and all his people. It told them the strongest possible way that in the long struggle with evil, God is bound to win. Comforting indeed was its message that when the empires of the world have run their course, God's reign will have just begun. Praise the Lord. And now we have a song from Sister Jana. So Dwayne's going to play it, Brother Dwayne. Thanks, Brother Dwayne.
You are my anchor, when my songs are torn. You are my
Praise the Lord, Sister Jana. Okay, and now we have another song that will be sung by Jania, Sister Jania, and Sister Alvi. Ready for the pop quiz? Let's see, did Mandy put pop quiz in the room? Oh, it's lagged though. Well, she put all those pictures in, yeah. Okay, let's get ready for our pop quiz. Okay, question number one. Who was the head of gold in Nebuchadnezzar's dream? What did David say who the head of gold was? Was it A, King Hezekiah, B, King Nebuchadnezzar, or C, King David? Who was the head of gold in the dream, in Nebuchadnezzar's dream? Let's see. Is Mandy? Yeah, she's in the room. Oh, we have like long lag. Is anybody typing? Yeah? Okay, so it's the lag then. It's pretty long, huh? No.
They all said B.
Okay, so something's wrong here.
Do you want to hit refresh on the room?
All right, hang on a second, you guys.
That shouldn't be.
Where's my okay, I'll say it again. Question number one. Who was the head of gold
heard the question.
In Nebuchadnezzar's dream? Maybe they didn't.
Previous one, we'll see if it shows the B's. Everybody put in B. Get the down arrow. Blue.
No, move your hand. I can't see.
Blue.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. The lag is, I don't know why. It's just okay. It was B. Very good. King Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah, he was the head of gold in his dream. All right, very good. Question number two. What were the feet and toes made up of in Nebuchadnezzar's dream? Was it A, straw and lead? B, flesh and bone, or C, potter's clay and iron? What were the feet and toes made up in Nebuchadnezzar's dream? Was it A, straw and lead, B, flesh and bone, or C, potter's clay and iron? Very good. It was C. It was potter's clay and iron. Okay, let's move on to question number three. What did the dream reveal to Nebuchadnezzar? A, the future. B, the second coming of Jesus. C, the destruction of all the kingdoms, worldly kingdoms, that is. Or D, the revealing of God's everlasting kingdom. Or E, all the above. Which one was it? The future, the second coming, the destruction of all the worldly kingdoms? D, the revealing of God's everlasting kingdom? Or E, all the above? Very good. It was E, all the above. Yeah, you guys did a great job. Now for our bonus question. When Daniel told King Nebuchadnezzar, "You are the head of gold," what was the king's reaction? What was his reaction when Daniel revealed the dream to him that you are the head of gold? Do you remember what the story said? What was his reaction when he heard that? Was he sad? Was he angry? Was he happy? Was he, begins with a P. P-R. P-R-I. Or P-R-O. What did he think when Daniel told him, "You are the head of gold, Nebuchadnezzar"? Amen. Proud. Yes, he was proudful. That's not a good thing, right? Right. That's not a good thing for him to be proudful. Prideful. Very good, you guys. All right, you guys did a great job today. No, Gabriel and Isaiah, it is not a good thing. Right, very good. No pride. It's the first, you know, the seven things that God hates in the Bible in Proverbs. Pride, a proud look is the first thing God hates. It's written out there. There's seven things, and the first one is a proud look. God hates that. That's why we got to get rid of our pride. You guys did a great job. So let's do our Ten Commandments. And here's Sister Mindy.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. All right, let's get started with our study. This Sabbath, we're going to study about the obedience is how we show our love to God. First question, how do we show our love towards God? Is it A, by praying to God? B, by reading God's word? C, by obeying God's Ten Commandments? Or D, all of the above? Very good. It's D, all of the above. Question number two. If you blank me, keep my commandments. That's John 14:15. Very good. It's love. If you love me, keep my commandments. Question number three. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that blanketh me. And he that blanketh me, or he that loveth me, beloved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. And that's John 14:21. Very good. Love it. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, it is that loveth me. Very good. Question number four. If someone says they love God but they refuse to obey his Ten Commandments, then they are showing that the truth is not in them, true or false. Very good. It's true. If they refuse to obey God's Ten Commandments, they definitely are not showing that they know the truth and that the truth is not in them at all. Question number five. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments is a blank, and the blank is not in him. 1 John 2:4. Got some people typing, so we'll wait. Very good. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Question number six. How do we know for sure that Christ dwells within someone? Is it A, by their disobedience to God's commandments? Is it B, their works? C, by their obedience to God's commandments? Or D, by their church attendance? We got some people typing. There you go. The answer is by their obedience to God's commandments, and that would be C. Yeah, you judge people by their works too, but, you know, works without faith is, you know, you have to have the faith and the works together. And by being obedient to God's Ten Commandments, that shows that we have faith and works. So, all right, question number 7. And he that keepeth his commandments blank in him, and he in him, and hereby we know that he blank in us by the Spirit which he has given us. And that's 1 John 3:24. Very good. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him, and hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. 1 John 3:24. Question number 8. How do we show love towards each other? Is it A, by obeying God's Ten Commandments? B, by disobeying God's Ten Commandments? C, by sharing the truth about God's Ten Commandments with others? Or D, both A and C? Very good. It's D, both A and C. We want to obey the God's Ten Commandments, and when we share the truth about God's Ten Commandments with others. Question number 9. By this we know that we blank the children of God when we love God and keep his blank. 1 John 5:2. Very good. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Question number 10. If we love God, then his commandments are not hard to keep. True or false? True. And why are his Ten Commandments not hard to keep? What does God do for us to help us keep his commandments? Can you answer that question? How does God make it easier for us to keep his commandments? What does he do for us? Anybody know? What does God do for us to help us keep his Ten Commandments? Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to keep them. Damien says he helps us protect. Yes, but he also does something for us. He writes. I'll give you a hint. He writes. He helps us keep his commandments. Yes, he does, Brother Gilbert. But he helps us keep them by writing them in our minds and in our hearts so we're able to keep them. He writes his law in our minds and our hearts. All right. Question number 11. Yes, Gabriel, he writes them in our hearts. Question number 11. For this is the blank of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not blank. And that's 1 John 5:3. Very good. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. 1 John 5:3. And I believe this is the last question, question number 12. The first four of God's Ten Commandments teaches how to love A, each other, B, God, or C, our parents. First four of God's Ten Commandments teaches how to love A, each other, B, God, or C, our parents. Very good. The first four commandments teaches how to love God. And that's including his fourth commandment and keeping his Sabbath holy. Very good. All right, let's go on. Oh, we got another one, sorry. And the last six of God's Ten Commandments teaches how to love A, teaches how to love A, God, B, each other, or C, our pets. Very good. It's B, each other. The last six Ten Commandments teach us how to love our neighbor, how to love each other. All right. You ready for the Ten Commandments? Let's see if we remember those. I'm going to read the commandment, and you tell me which one it is. And the first one I'm going to give you is, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number two. And which commandment is, thou shalt not kill? What is thou shalt not kill? Which commandment is that? Very good. That's commandment number six. How about thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor? Which commandment is that? It's the same as lying. You don't want to tell lies or be dishonest in any way. Very good. That is commandment number nine. Which commandment is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Very good. That is commandment number three. And which commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me? Very good. That is commandment number one. Which commandment is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy? 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day, wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Very good. That is commandment number 4. Which commandment is, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's? Which commandment is that? Very good. That's commandment number 10. How about, which commandment is, honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee? The commandment that has a promise with it. Very good. That is commandment number 5. And which commandment is, thou shalt not commit adultery? Which commandment is, thou shalt not commit adultery? Very good. That is commandment number 7. And then the last one is, which commandment is, thou shalt not steal? Thou shalt not steal. Which commandment is that? Very good. That's commandment number 8. You guys did a great job. Praise the Lord. Have a blessed Sabbath, everyone. We love you all, and God bless.
That's okay. You can leave it on, sister.
Okay, praise the Lord. So if we can get on our knees, we will close in prayer.
And thank God.
Okay. And thank God for all that we learned today, and things that were brought back to our remembrance. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for being here among us, among your children, when we do our children's study hour today. Thank you so much for teaching us new things and bringing back to memory things that we already learned that we need to remember. Thank you, Father, for that. Thank you for our salvation. Thank you for our praises. Thank you for this beautiful Sabbath day, Lord. And thank you for answering the prayers in the beginning of our study. And, Lord, we love you so much, and we ask you, or we just praise your name in Jesus' name, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for our music today, by Sister Jana, Sister Jania, and Sister Albie.
Why Jania?
Praise the Lord for their praises and song. And thank you all for participating in today's Children's Study Hour. And we wish you a very happy Sabbath, and we'll see you next Sabbath.